can't even think of a moment. Every moment was absolutely terrific.
Brenda Ferlaco says she's thankful to have been able to enjoy her very first men's curling championship in the comfort of her hometown.
Being part of the crowd, being in the stands, and to capture all these shots, they were absolutely wonderful.
For many, a highlight was Team Alberta's success on Saturday when Brendan Botcher's rink won the 3-4 page playoff 6-5 in an extra end against Brad Jacobs' Team Northern Ontario.
Favorite part? When Botcher stole the 11 dead.
In the 3-4 game when Botcher stole the win, that was a pretty good win.
I think without a doubt it's Botcher's shot against Jacobs to win the game.
It was breathtaking almost. I think when they're that young and they have a game like that, they have everything to be proud of.
While Saskatchewan's Team Lakehawk didn't make it to the finals, many say they had a good run on home ice.
They did very well. They got, yes, they almost made it, and I was proud of them, yes.
Saskatchewan had a wonderful week. We were very proud of how they showed, for sure.
Oh, it was exciting. It's too bad they didn't make it further.
Yeah, but he'll be back. He'll be back another year.
Meanwhile, Saskatoon's Wally Hischka says it was just as exciting in the stands. He watched two sets of people in his section win the 50-50 draw.
They had the tickets. They're from St. Gregor, or one of them. They got $4,933 each. They haven't been at the Briars since.
Coming all the way from Abbotsford, B.C. to attend his 16th Briar, Tim Hortle says Regina stacks up well against all the previous host cities.
I think it's one of the best. The arena's not too big, so it's not overcrowded for doing anything you want to do here. The Briar Patch is big and roomy and friendly, and the entertainment's great.
But as a veteran fan of the Briar, Hortle says while some people thought it was great, he didn't really enjoy the new 16-team two-pool format.
Personally, I would like them to change the format. I appreciate all the provinces and territories want to be represented, but I do think it affects the total level of competition a little bit.
And all in all, Briar newbie Brenda Ferlaco says this year's championship rocked her world.
It was wonderful taking part in this, and I feel very blessed that I was able to. Thank God Regina had the Briar. I wouldn't have missed it.
At the Tim Hortons Briar, Jesse Anton, 980 CJME.